Okay, we started the Mishnah Achot on the base. Either there's a din in HaTorah according to the Pshat and Miri, or a Takana de Rabbanon. The Gemara says one of the Esa Takanas of Ezra that Balkari is not allowed to learn and not allowed to daven. And this man is there, everything was in his battle. A beautiful Mesera, it was a later Tana. And then the Gemara says, "There are mevatel the whole din. It doesn't apply this manazeh. We had the machlokes, but it's only for learning. There are mevatel reason for davening." And the Rambam says, "There are mevatel complete." Okay, so the Mishnah goes before the mevatel them. Balkeri mehara beliba ve'enem mevarch lo lefaneha ve'lo lachreva. While Ambazim mevarch leacharav tirchas Ambazim, he's meharer. And Kriya Shema is Mahar, and the Bichas Kriya Shema, and Hamoitzi, the Bracha Rishayna, he's not even Mahar at all. Now, Rabbi Yudai Mavrach, Lifnehem, Uli Achrehem, both. Lifnehem is in the plural, both before and after Kriya Shema, and before and after eating food. The Mavarach, the pet, not the regular, normal. So that's what we started the Gemara. I mean, Rabbi Yudai doesn't believe in the Takanas Ezra. The Gemara says he does believe. So the Gemara finally answered. Mar finally answered that even though a Balkari, even though there was a din, Takana says, a Balkari not allowed to learn, not allowed to daven, but certain things he is allowed to. Hilchas Derech Eretz he is allowed to. So that's what the Gemara quotes on Chav Beis Amud Aleph, before the wide lines, that two lines before the lines become Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shana Hu B'Hilchas Derech Eretz. Hilchas Derech Eretz he is allowed to. So that's what the Gemara answers. Why does Rabbi Yehuda permit the Balkari to say the brachas before and after Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema also b'peh. He allowed to say b'peh, and not only Birchas Hamazon you say b'peh, even the bracha before you also say b'peh. Why? There are certain things that when not all Divrei Torah were included in the Yisr, and not all davening was included in the Yisr. So basic things are like Hilchas Derech Eretz. Fundamental things they never included. Okay, that's how the Gemara finally explains Pshat and Rebuta. So the Gemara has an Chof Amid Beis. The Gemara has a Machalekas. Rabbeinu Rav Chisda, what do you accomplish, if anything, when you must be accomplishing something? When, according to the Tanakhama, when everybody's saying Kriya Shema and Shul, he's going to be Mahara by Kriya Shema. What do you accomplish? So it's a Machalekas. Am Rabbeinu is also Meretz Yisif in the Mishnah. Here Kediva Dami. Yisal Daitach Lav Kediva Dami. Lama Mahara. What do you gain by being Mahara? So according to Ravina, the Balkari should be Mahara Kriya Shema, and Baharer Birchas Hamazon Belibo, even if he's home, not only if he's in shul, in public, and everybody else is saying Kriya Shema. He should be Mahara, he should look in the Siddur and be Mahara Kriya Shema. Even if he's at home, he should also be Mahara Kriya Shema. He should Mahara Birchas Hamazon, because here if you leave it on me, and you'll be it. Fine. And Rav Chisda disagrees, and he says, "Here lav kediba dami, this al kedaita here kediba dami yotzi b'svasov." So it must be the hero. So here lav kediba dami. What do you gain by being mahara? He says, "No, only if he's in shul, and everybody else is saying kriya shma, he should be mahara, or if everybody else is benching, he should be mahara also. He should be mahara." But really, here we love kediba dami. Lo mahara, umashik kedusha lo yehei kol olam oskim bo, v'hu yoshev v'botel. Sure. And why are these two singled out? Why are you only acquainted to the Tanakhama? Trying to review the brachas before and after, you can recite all the brachas. This was never included in the Takanas Ezra. But according to the Tanakhama, that it is included in the Takanas Ezra, so why do you single out dafke Hirur on Kriya Shema and Hirur on Birchas Hamazon? So first the Gemara gives a different suggestion until the Gemara finally answers. The simple girsa is no Elo. Elo, the Gemara says, on 10 lines from the top of Chaf Aleph Manal. Elo Kriya Shema Birchas Hamazon Deraisa Tvila Derabon. Sure. That's the simple answer. Tosis has over here different girsas, but that's the easiest girsa. Tosis has. Easiest girsa is that Kriya Shema is Deraisa. Birchas Hamazon is Deraisa, so therefore we're concerned either here a Kediba Dami, he should be Yotze. Whatever is only the Rabbanon, Hamoitze is only the Rabbanon, and Birchas Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon. So, Hey Mamre, Hey Mamre, so the Takanas Ezra is a Din de Rabbanon. says has the right to do away with a din deraisa. But Kriya Shema is deraisa, according to Ravina, that Hirik Dibadam, he said Kriya Shema is deraisa, and Birchas Hamazon, if he ate Kedei Svi, is deraisa. So we don't institute Takanas Ezra to be Mevatla Mitzvah Menater. But whatever is only the Rabbanim, we're Mevatla Gamer. And if you have like Rav Chizda, the bottom Tosfos on Chof and the base, go to Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins like Rav Chizda. The hero lav kedibah dami. The Pashtus is like the hero is lav kedibah dami. So you're just concerned about shelo yehu kol olam asukim bobu hu yoshev v'botl. So you're only worried about that. But you get to dinim deraisa. But you get to dinim derabanan, you're not concerned. Okay, that's the Gemara. Tosfos yes the kasha. On Chofam and Beis, what do you mean Kriya Shema is deraisa? But the first Tosfos in Masechta assumes that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa, because Tosfos applies David Kamarovid to Kriya Shema. And the Pirchad says David Kamarovid later is based on the assumption that davening is only with the Rabbanon, and even though it should have been a Yochid V'Rabim Malachi Kirabim, but they considered Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that only you should only dab mincha till plaga mincha. Then you can dab ma'ariv after plaga mincha. They consider Rabbi Yehuda's opinion so meaningful that it should be like a machlokes that's 50-50. We don't treat it like yochid v'rabim. So what's the din if you have a machlokes shkula 50-50? So it's a sofik deraisa luchum sofik derabbanan lekulam. So we say David kemarav. We consider this as fake at a dina. So since davening is only with the rabbanan, so you can follow whichever sheet you want. So how does Tosfos apply when you get the Kriya Shema, the first Tosfos? But that's what the Prechodesh said. You see that Tosfos holds like Kriya Shema love their Isa. The same Tosfos in Soitam, beginning of Perikel and Amorim. They tell you over here on the side, on Chof Aleph and Men Aleph, and the Tosfos, Tiba Maschal Hochi Garsina, says, Ein Tosfos Soita Lamed Beis on the Beis. That's what Tosfos says, that they think Mikra Adin, that Kriya Shema is love their Isa. Machlaikis and Nigamar, Chof Aleph and Men Aleph, the Ramah Pasch and Kriya Shema is their Isa. And Tosfos in a few places seems to pass on Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. So if your Kriya Shema is lav deraisa, so how does it stim with this Mishnah? It's a beferish Mishnah. Why do we single out Birchas Hamazon and Kriya Shema? Because these two are deraisa. So either according to Ravina, Hira Kediba Domi, so the Takana says, it does away with Dinim Derabbanan. But you're not going to do away with Dinim deraisa. So you should be Mahara Kriya Shema and Birchas Hamazon Beliboy. According to, we don't pass like Ravina. So according to Rav Chizda, he said, Hira lav kediba dami. He's only concerned about Shalai Yehu Kaloyla Masukim Babu Yoshua Vibatel. Then he gets the Dinim Deraisa. Then he gets the Dinim Derabbanan. So that's Tosfos Kasha. But they pass in Kriya Shema lav deraisa. So how does the Mishnah say Kriya Shema is different? So we said, according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, there's no kasha. Rabbeinu Yoina said, everybody agrees that Kriya Shema is deraisa. Pasuk and Chumash, B'shach Bov Kumech, the whole machlek is about the Kriya Shema deraisa, the fact that you have to recite these two parshiyos, Shema v'hayoyim Shamaya, is that deraisa, or should I assume no? Minatari can recite, can be Mav Sedri, can learn Daf Yomi, can learn Mishnah Yom, you can learn whatever you want. It's only with the Rabbana that you have to be Mekabal Malchus Shemaim, Shema V'Hayayim Shemaim, Mekabal Malchus Shemaim, Mekabal Mitzvahs. The choice of these two parshiyos is only the Rabbana. But the there is a din of Kriya Shema Deraisa, B'shach B'chav Kumecha. So that's Kriya Shema's Deraisa. Everybody agrees to that. Kriya Shema's Deraisa. So that's why we make an exception, Benigeh to Birchas Hamazon is Deraisa for sure, and Kriya Shema Deraisa as well. Fine. That's the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara we learned already. Chof Aleph and Men Aleph, we learned it when we started the Masechta. The Gemara says that Birchas Hamazon is deraisa, says the Chumash, v'echalta v'savata v'irachta, as Hashem Elokecha. The only question is it only deraisa if you eat kidei sviya? That's what we just had last week. Rav Avira, Dorash Rav Avira, right before the Mishnah, Chof Amid Beis. The last 10 lines, Rav Avira says that it's only the rice if you eat kidei sviya. You only have a kazais, it's only the rabban. And then in the Gemara, in the end of Perek, Shlosh Sha'ochlu, we have Shlosh Sha'ochlu is about benching mizuman, but also has dealing about benching period. So the Mishnah says you can only be mitzarif a person to a zimun if he ate a kazais. Then the Gemara says, but it's a machlokes hatanaim. How much do you have to eat? What's the minimum amount of bread that a person has to eat that you can mitzaref him to a zimun? So Tosis points out that this machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda is not only benegia to zimun, it's a machlokes, here it is, on nemtes on the base. Tosis dima maschal ad kama mizamnim. How much bread do you have to eat in order to be mitzaref to a zimun? So Tosis says, not only machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda benegia to zimun, the bench b'yichidus. How much bread do you have to eat? What's the minimum amount of bread? Just have a little speck, a crumb of bread. You're not mechayev to bench b'yichidus hamazon. So the machlokes on Meir Rav Yehuda is both b'negiah to zimun and b'negiah to b'yichidus hamazon, b'negiah to both. So what does the machlokes depend on? So the Gemara says, on the second white line on the mem tes on the base, so the Gemara says, "Habayu amali adam latefa hocha bikroy pligi." Rameh sava beachaltus achila v'sabata zushtia. Achila is because ice, and achila pchusim because ice. So Rameh sounds like he's learning from the pasuk that if you eat because ice, you have to bench benatar. Rabbi Yisava beachalta v'sabata achila sheish b'svia. He doesn't say you have to eat kedei svia. He says beachalta means would have meant because ice. Sabata means another because ice. So you eat two kezaisim. That's a kebetza. That's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What's the ratio? What's the relationship between a kezais and a kebetza? So one opinion is that a betza is two zaisim. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. If it would have been written only by achalta, it would have meant the kezais. Now that it says visavot, it means another kezais, and that's a kebetza. The pashta says like that. So it sounds like some machlokes on the level of the raisa. How much bread do you have to eat in order to mechuyev to bench brichas hamazon? Yeah. What does Tosis say? Here, Tosis Dima Mascha, Rav Meir Sova, Amem Tesam Beis. Rav Meir Sova, Vechaltus, Vachila, Vechila, Bikazai. So, Emery, Ani Kroyas Machta, Vialmen, and Bima, the Raisa Bina Kedei Sviya. Gemura, real Kedei Sviya. Kidama Perk Misha Meiso, they quote Rabbi Avira, Chelias Panim, etc. That's what Tosis said. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. That you have to eat really kedei svia, not kezais and not kebetz. Yeah. You have to eat real kedei svia. See, that was Tosfos style in general. Machlokes Tosfos and general machlokes Tosfos and the Chachmei Svarot. Whenever you have a contradiction between two Gemaras, how do you deal with it? So Tosfos usually will try to press all the Gemaras together. So this Gemara sounds like it says that kezais is derais and kebetz is derais, and the other Gemara Rabbi Vira. And Chafam Efei says it's you have to eat kedei svia because ice only the Rabbanan. The Tosfos said this Gemara only meant it's an asmach. And the Ramban said not so. The Ramban said that Ramban commented on the Gemara by Shimon ben Shetach on Memchesam Aleph that if Shimon ben Shetach only drank a cup of wine, he was prepared to recite Bechsam Ozen to be invited to the others. And the Gemara says, Shimon ben Shetach, the Ovad, the Garmehu, the Ovad, that was his own personal shita, we don't pass on like that. What, Hachi, Amar, Abchia, Barabu, Amar, Bechon, Yolam, and Moses, Ram, Dechevosan, Shechel, Kezai, Sdog. So Rashi quotes the Kasha from the Bahad. How is it enough to eat Kezai, Sdog, and you have to eat Kedai, Sviya? So all the different terutz. So the Rabbein Atam, and the Sefer Yosha, and the Ramban, and the Mochamas, and the Avchof, they said, you see from the Gemara that Kezai says their Isa. And that's the simple reading. Amem tes on the base. The Gemara says Rav Meir Rav Yehuda darshan from psukim. So they really wanted to push everything together. All the Gemara says that all the psukim are just asmachta. And the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban said no. The kezayis is there. So we paskan you have to eat really kedei svia. We paskan the shulchan aruch like the Ri. If a person ate a meal and he's full, and he has a suffix if he benched or not, so then benching is deraisa. So then, sofik deraisa luchumen. But if he only had a kezayis or a kebetza, and he's mukhiv to bench, and we assume the benching was only the rabbani, has a sofik. If he benched, we say sofik brochas lachem. You only say sofik brochas lachem if the broch is the rabbani. If the broch is deraisa, you don't apply sofik brochas lachem. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says on chaf alef and menal, brichas hamozen deraisa shenema. ויכלת וסבות וירחת. מנין לביחס התורה לפניה, מנין התורה שנאמר, ישם משם אקרו וגודל אלוקינו. So we had the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shagasariya, who says that this is a real din deraisa. He quotes the Ramban, and the Ram Mitzvahs counts it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. And even the Rambam, who didn't count it in the Minyan Mitzvahs, but the Ramban thinks that maybe the Rambam also agrees that it's the Raisa, just that the Rambam thinks that it's one mitzvah together with Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah with the Brocha. And the Ramban thinks that it's not correct. It should be counted as two different mitzvahs. He says, like Mikra Bikurim and Havoas Bikurim count as two different mitzvahs. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that, Shagasariya paskens like the Ramban, that Brichas HaTorah is the Raisa. Fine. Then the Gemara tries to make a Kal Vachomer. The two Kal Vachomers contradict each other. The Gemara says the Chumash only records Birchas Hamazon after eating food. It doesn't say a word about before. And when before you learn Torah, so you have to say a bracha. Even though it doesn't say a word about saying a bracha after. The Gemara says, let's make a Kal Vachomer that for sure you have to say a bracha before you eat food. And the Gemara said, for sure you have to say a Kal Vachomer, you have to say a bracha after you finish getting an aliyah. So the Gemara says the two Kal Vachomers contradict each other. So therefore it's the Nishkin Kal Vachomer. The Gemara rejects it. Tiyufta. The Gemara rejects it. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that the bracha after an aliyah is not their Isa. The bracha before the aliyah is their Isa. Bracha after the aliyah is not their Isa. When a person goes to sleep at the end of the day and he finishes learning, he doesn't say a bracha shenasan, he doesn't say a bracha shalachreel. Only when he finishes an aliyah, say a bracha after. That's what some achreinim want to say, that the Gemara says the brichas hatev is their Isa. Maybe it only goes on Talmud Torah Barabin, maybe only it refers to an aliyah. That a person, everybody says brichas hatev in the morning, maybe that's not their Isa. Mishnah Berurah quoted the Shagasari goes on any individual person. If a person is mesupik, if he said brichas hatorah in the morning, then the Mishnah Berurah says that sofik deraisa lechumer. So other achrayim, the Torah's refoil, where Rabbi Fol Valojin has a whole discussion. Maybe it's only brichas hatorah deraisa by an aliyah, because the Gemara is talking about a brichas hatorah leachreho. The only time you have leachreho is by an aliyah. So maybe the lefanel is only on an aliyah. Kishem Hashem Ekro. Yeshem Hashem Ekro Havagodel Elokeinu, the Gemara says, is the mocker for Bichas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Yeshem Hashem Ekro Havagodel Elokeinu is the mocker for benching mezuman. So benching mezuman is only if you have a group, a chabura, we have 3 people, 10 people. So then that's the mashmaz of the pasuk. Yeshem Hashem Ekro Havagodel Elokeinu, everybody's all together. Not a yochid is learning Torah. So then it should come out that it's only Birchas HaTorah Deraisa by an aliyah. That's what some want to say. So it comes out, let's say a person learns all day long the Birchas HaTorah, according to that opinion. Birchas HaTorah is only the Rabbanon. The only time is the Raisa if you have Talmud Torah Barabim. So by Hasidim, they have in the beginning of the first 12 days in Chodesh Nissan, they'll take out a Sefer Torah and they'll lay in the Chanukah Hanasim. And there used to be an old meaning that on Leil Hashanah Rabbi, you take out a Sefer Torah and you learn Mishnah Torah. So the Torah's refoil complains. What do you mean? The Mavatla Birchas HaTorah Deraisa. The Birchas HaTorah Deraisa is only when it's Betzibu. When it's Biyochid, it's only the Rabbanon. So he's opposed to that meaning. He said, it's not right. The only time it's Birchas HaTorah Deraisa is Betzibu. No, that's a question. Is that true? Because HaTorah is deraisa only with Tzibur. That's we had the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek. The first piece of Gemara, beginning of the second Perek. Where was the Gemara? So we don't do that. So that's we assume right. That Bichas HaTorah is the Raisa means Biyochid. And Betzibur is Kach Tikna Chachamim. If you learn Kriyas HaTorah, Kach Tikna Chachamim by Kriyas HaTorah. If it's a Shia, so they never made a Takana. We don't find the Gemara Takana. Yeah, we assume the Pashtus Bichas HaTorah is the Raisa is only Biyochid, not Betzibur. Tzibur depends on special Takana. I think the Torah before says the Yerushalmi holds like that. But the Prima Gaudim says it in the Bavli also. The Prima Gaudim assumes it's in the Bavli. Because the Gemara in Tezvovim and Aleph, speaks about the machlekes Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. If Karolo Hishmiel Yoznov, whether Yotza or Lo Yotza. So, and then there's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Karolo Diktek Boisi Yaseh, if Yotza or Lo Yotza. So the Gemara says we paskan lohakel on both. Even though one is Rabbi Yehuda and one is Rabbi Yosi, we don't paskan consistently like Rabbi Yehuda and consistently like Rabbi Yosi. We paskan both lohakel. Karolo Hishmiel Yoznov, we paskan Yotza, and Karolo Diktek Boisi Yaseh. Is also we paskin b'di'evet is yotz on both. So the Gemara says, what about the Mishnah and Trumas? Perek Aleph Mishnah and Beis and Trumas. Tanan Hosam. Chayu shamedah b'veinu shameh lo yitrum l'chatchil shenapi mafresh truma. V'imtoram, if he is mafresh truma, termasa truma. Why is l'chatchil lo yitrum? Mantana chayu shamedah b'veinu shameh b'di'evet l'chatchil lo yitrum. The Gemara says, it goes like Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds if Loi Hishmieli Oznov, Rabbi Yosi Amel Lo Yotza. Rabbi Yosi holds Loi Hishmieli Oznov is Lo Yotza. If you hold a Yotza, so what's wrong? Why can't the Cheresh Amadah Bevein Hashemeh? Why can't it be Mafresh Truma? And he'll be able to say a bracha also if a person is Orum. So the Mishnah says Orum La Yitrom is not allowed to be Mafresh Truma. Vim Torim Bidi Abed Trumas Truma. Why is only b'di'evet? Why l'chatchil and orim shouldn't be mafresh truma? Because he can't say a bracha. So that's not proper to be mafresh truma without saying a bracha. But if he's a cheresh hamadaba ve'eno shomeya, so why shouldn't he be mafresh truma l'chatchil? Apparently also he won't be able to say a bracha. It sounds like the din is like Rabbi Yosi. Sounds like the din is like Rabbi Yosi that won't. That Korvelo Hishmili Oznov lo yotza, so he's not yotze the bracha at all. So that's like he's being mafresh truma without a bracha. I said, why is b'di'evet is good? Why is it good? Al kan Rabbi Yosi lo yotza l'mshem. By Kriyashma he says lo yotza at all. Al kan Kriyashma deraisa. Avol truma mishim truma is chal b'machshol. You don't need dibur, but for the bracha, you do need dibur. The assumption is that here lavki dibur dami. That's what we paskin like Rav Chizda. Here lavki dibur dami. So you're not yotze the bracha, but here you only yotze the bracha if you say. And Rabbi Yosi holds koru lo hishmeli yoznov lo yotza. So you're not yotze the bracha. So it comes out that you mafresh truma b'li bracha. So the truma is chal. Aval truma b'shem bracha he. The only issue is because of the bracha. Bracha, the rabbana v'lebe bracha talya milsa. That was the loshen agamar. Afrasha's truma is chal min haTorah. The need for a bracha and all the brichas hamitzvah is only with the rabbanan. So you can't say that that's miyake b'di'evit. V'lebe bracha talya milsa, the afrasha's truma is chal, even though you're not yet say the bracha at all. So the Prima Godim quotes the Tosfos HaRosh on this line in the Gemara. The Gemara is mashma, if the bracha would have been deraisa, then it would have been miyakev. Because hafrashas truma is deraisa and the bracha is derabanan, so la bebracha talya milsa. If you would have had such a mitzvah, that the brichas hamitzvah would have been deraisa, that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says, if there would have existed such a mitzvah, that the brichas hamitzvah would be deraisa, then you would say that the brichas hamitzvah is miyakev in a mitzvah. So the Prima Godim says, "Nu Parsha Zocher." Tosin says that Parsha Zocher is deraisa. That was the Tosin's Chiddush in Brochus and in Megillah. Parsha Zocher is deraisa, and he assumes that the Brichas HaTorah, when you get an Aliyah, when you're laying Torah Shemichsav, when you get an Aliyah, Brichas HaTorah is deraisa. So the Prima Godim raises the issue: you should say if you're laying Parsha Zocher, you didn't say a Brochus, so you're not Yotzin. Rabbi Chana of Asman corresponding with the Dvar Avram about this issue. So Rabbi Chana wasn't aware that there's a Prima Godim like that. So he said, never heard of any Pesach in the world who said like that. So he asked the question, why not? Why don't you say the same deal from the Tosfos HaRosh? You see from the Gemara that if the bracha would have been deraisa, then it would have been miyakev in the mitzvah. See? So he's also assuming that the brichas HaTorah is deraisa when you get an aliyah. Yeah, that's because it is Gemara. The Gemara talks about the bracha shalachera. Bracha shalachera is only b'tzibur. So they're assuming that the bracha shalafaneha by Talmud Torah is only b'tzibur and not b'yachid. Sticky issue. No, that's the Torah's Refoil has that. Shaila, whether the bricha, if even if you assume like the shaga, the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the shaga say the brichas hatoros deraisa. When is it deraisa? So the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a yochid. He woke up in the morning, and he's half dazed, he's half asleep, and he doesn't remember if he said brichas hatoros. So he assumes that brichas hatoros deraisa is for a yochid, and the pashtas for an ali. It's only the rabbanon. It's a takona the rabbanon. And others hold fakir that the brichas hatoros deraisa is only b'tzibur, because kishem Hashem ekra. I will go to Lalakenu. That pasuk is used to teach me Benchem Mezuman. So you see, the pasuk goes when you do Bechabura, so it goes on Talmud Torah Bechabura. Okay, Adion. When is Bichas HaTorah Derais? Yeah. The next Gemara we saw already. Machlokes about the Kriyas Shema Derais, I love Derais. Right? Nafkemina for Sofik. If Kriyas Shema Derais, the Sofik or Kriyas Shema Sofik Lakora. Safik deraisa luchumer, but if he learned daf yomi already, he learned daf yomi before davening. He learned mishnah yomis, but he's learning other things as mabesedra before, and then he's a little drowsy and he doesn't remember if he said kriyas shma or not. So if you hold that reciting of this parsha bedafke shma v'yom shma is only the rabbanon, so safik karu kriyas shma safik lo kara is safik the rabbanon lekula. But if you hold that kriyas shma deraisa dafke. You have to say Shema Bal Yom Shema Men HaTorah. Then Kriya Shema Deraisa, so Sofik Deraisa, Luchumer. Okay. That was the Machlokes. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Emes V'yatzev is Deraisa. I mean, Emes V'yatzev is Chivas Atzias Mitzrayim is Deraisa. Okay. That we know from the Mishnayis. Matiskas Yom Tzitzam Kol Yimei Chayecho. You have to mention Chivas Atzias Mitzrayim every day. What about tefillah? Tefillah marsums is lerais, as a sofik is palel, sofik la is palel, is seka de rabbana lakula, should have been lakula. Rabbi Yechon says, halabash is palel and kolayam kula, he says you should say over. So we said the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chuvas, we already discussed this a long time ago. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chuvas HaRashbo, that it doesn't mean that sofik is palel, sofik la is palel, you're obligated to daven again. No, you're not obligated to daven again. If the person has a suffix, if he said talamata, if he said mashiv haruach, so Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, if it's within the first 30 days, so we assume he's going to go according to the way he's used to. So then it's a vadai, we assume the psychology, the ruba de leisa kamon is that he didn't say talamata if he has a suffix. The psychology is that he didn't say mashiv haruach. So if you have a raiv, so that's machriya, but if it's a suffix ashokul, you don't say he's obligated to daven over again. I, Rabbi Yechanan, says, halavai she'is palayim kolayim kulay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba. Rabbi Yechanan didn't mean you mechuyif to daven over again. Rabbi Yechanan also agrees, safik is palel, safik lo is palel, you're not mechuyif to daven again. But he says, he's giving an etzah toiva. There is an institution of tefillas nedoveh, so why not offer a tefillas nedoveh? It'll be yois shayla. Then for sure, you'll be safe. Rabbi Yechanan never said you mechuyif. Then we had the Taisvis, at the end of the first parakeet, where I had the suffix, the person said, person thought he has a kasa de chamra. He starts to say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Adai Tekten Do, Baruch Pri HaGofen. Then he realizes in the middle of the brocha that it's really beer, so he says, and if he's going to say Baruch Pri HaGofen, it won't be Yotze. So he says, Shakal Niyah Bedvarai. So the text of the brocha was perfect, but at the beginning of the brocha, when he said the Shem HaMalchus, he thought that he's going to end up Baruch Pri HaGofen, in which case he wouldn't be Yotze. So that was an Ibai the Loif Shita Migmar. So how do you pass on Aloha Lamaisa? The Tosfos is there, you'd base him on Allah, quoted the Rif, that's Safik Brachas Lahakam. That's how we pass on. And the Ri, how you aim at that you go to Chumr. Why do you go to Chumr? So we had a Machloikas, Rabbi Kevege quoted a Marsha, and Psochem, that you go to Chumr, because even though Birchas Hanenin is only the Rabbanan, but it's Bechas Kasisa. So we explain why that's problematic. And the Bi'ur HaGro said that the Ri's Psak is based on Rabbi Yochanan. The Bi'ur HaGro says that the Ri understood Rabbi Yochanan that you say Safik Brachas Lahachmer. I'm a Chudish Dike Pshat. We don't paskin like the Ri. We paskin like the Rif, that you say Safik Brachas Lahachmer. But what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? No, Rabbi Yochanan just meant, I'll give you an Eitz HaTeva. Why not offer Tfilas Nedovah? That'll solve your problem. Okay. So that we learned already. We learned all this Gemara already. We're up to the next Gemara. Okay, on the first white line, Achof Aleph Amar Aleph, there's a misprint. The Vav is a mistake. It should say, Amr Ab Yud Amr Shmuel. V'yomar means if they quoted a memra before, see, the second memra should have a vav. Three lines from the bottom of the omer, there's two dots. Then it says, V'yomar Abiyudah Mishmol, he says another memra. But the first memra, on the first white line, the vav is a mistake. Some will look at other editions of the Gemara, they're probably not going to have a vav. Everybody reprints the Vilna Shas. So this mistake was made in the Vilna Shas, so it's going to be perpetuated forever. But if you get a different edition...
So they have in this edition, the earlier Gemara is Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, so it's not... So it is about Amar, because the earlier Gemara is Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel also.
Which is the first?
Amar Yudah Sabikar Kriyat Shmuel. So obviously they have a gift Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel.
Oh. So this is the Amar. Okay, good.
So it's the Rif and the Rosh.
So they have the Vav. Okay, good. Faren for the Vav. Very good. So this Gemara we also learned. Let's do it again. The Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmol. Fine. Hayamid betfila. Viniska shehispala. He already davened mincha at the early minyan. And then he's in shul, and the Balabatma davened mincha. And he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Viniska shehispala. So he says, Paisa kafila b'emtza habrocha. What does it mean? So the Rambam and the Rif understand you have to stop even in the middle of a bracha. You're not allowed to continue. If you're going to continue, it's going to be a bracha l'matol. And the Ravid in the Hasokas on the bottom of the Rif says, basically means if you want to, you can stop in the middle of a bracha. If you want to, you can convert it into a tefillas nedov. That's how the Ravid understood. Then there's a Hasokas Ravid on the Rambam. The Ravid says the Rambam is wrong. So it's a little unclear what did the Ravid see that's wrong in the Rambam. So Rav Chaim suggests maybe the Ravid on the Rambam is saying the same thing as the Ravid on the Rif, the same person. Maybe all he meant to be masig was, why did the Rambam understand Pesach? You have to stop in the middle. If you want to, you can stop. If you want to, you can finish the Shmoneh Esrei and convert it into a Tfilas Nedova. Yeah. That's what Tosfos also understood. If you want to, you can make it into a shouldn't you be able to make it into a Tfilas Nedova? Here at the bottom, Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos says, Rabbi Yechanan mahalavai sheis palan kali. Omeri, alochik Rabbi Yechanan, v'davke b'sofik his pala, avlevada his pala lo, teida, d'hom istama lo palig, ahod om rav yudah mishmol b'samach, v'nitzke sheis pala, posach v'hila b'em sabrochan. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha of the Ravid. Why does he have to be posach v'hila b'em sabrochan? Why not convert it into a tefillas nedova? So they say there's no such thing as a tefillas nedova. Tfilas and Dover, you have to be mechadish by Dover. Tosfos and Zohar. Chenim yochel lechadish Dover b'tfilos. That's the next memra. Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmo. If you're able to be mechadish Dover, if you have a new tzorach and you want to offer a tfilas and Dover, that's okay. Or if the person was sofik his palel sofik lo his palel, and by davening now he'll know for sure that he was here. He said that's also called a chidish Dover. So that's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Yechanan only holds you're allowed to offer tefillas nedover if you're a sofik hispalo, and that is that gufa is the chidush dover that now you know for sure that you were yotzi. But if there's no chidush dover and it's not a sofik hispalo, sofik lo hispalo, that should be the chidush dover. Just offer another tefillah, Rabbi Yechanan would agree that you don't, and that's why hoyamid betefillah meniskesh hispalo pehafil bemsa bracha, because there's nothing to make a chidush dover. Rav Chaim assumed not so. Rav Chaim wrote in the Sefer of the Rambam. He explained why it wouldn't even help, even if he will be Mechadish Dover. Chaim explained based on the Gemara. We learned it already. Chaim explained based on the Gemara in Tfilos HaShachar. The Gemara said that there's such a thing as Tashlumin, that the person forgot. If a person forgot the mincha, so he davens ma'ariv twice, the Gemara had a sofek. Maybe tashlumin is only for ma'ariv to shachar, shachar is to mincha on the same day. So at least you have three tefillas on the same day. But if you forgot mincha, you should daven ma'ariv twice, maybe since it's a different day, of the yom abot l'korbana, maybe the whole takana was to have gimel tefillas b'chol yom. But from Mincha Tamar, maybe there should be no Tashlum. The Gemara says, no, it's not so. You even have Tashlum for Mincha Tamar rules. Fine. That's the first daf Chavav and Aleph. First daf in Tfilas HaShachar. First Gemara. So then the Gemara says, and what's Taka the Din? If the person forgot Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, And then he davens Ma'ariv HaMetzoi Shabbos. So which one does he say, Atochan Antonu? So the Gemara says the first tefillah is for Ma'ariv, the tefillah Bizmana, and the second tefillah is for the Tashlumin. So he should say Atochan Antonu in the first tefillah, and he should not say Atochan Antonu in the second tefillah. What if he reverses it, and he says Atochan Antonu in the second Shemoneh Esrei, not in the first? So the Gemara says, you're not Yotze, and you have to daven a third time. You have to daven a third time. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why? The Gemara asks the Kasha, why? But Atochan Antonu is not Miyake B'Yeved. The Gemara says, one who forgot to say Atochan Antonu can be Yotze with Abdullah Alakos. So the Gemara asks, so why do you make him daven over again a third Shemana Esrei? So that's what the Gemara says, Kasha. On Chavav and Mebeis, it's about 13 lines from the top. Gemara says Kasha, but the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta. So most of the Rishonim, the Rashbam and Cheskes Abatim has the two opinions. Is Kasha the same as Tiyufta, that it's rejected, the din is rejected, or no? We assume like that opinion. Tiyufta means that the din is rejected, it's wrong, and Kasha means you have a good Kasha and there's a good Teretz, and we're not going to discuss what the Teretz is. So what was the Teretz? So there's a sefer, one of the Sfaradish Gedolim wrote a sefer, Kasha's Miyushet. Every time the Gemara has a Kasha, he tells you what the Teretz is. So on this Gemara, the Rashba quotes from the Rav Haigwen. He says what the Teretz is. He says, if a person davens Ma'ariv HaMetzoi Shabbos, if he got Atochan Antonu, he's Yotze B'Yevet, because Yochel Yomro Alakos, let's say Havdol Alakos. But if he forgot to daven Mincha, and he davens Ma'ariv twice, and the first one is supposed to be l'shem tefila bizmana ma'ariv, and the second one is supposed to be l'shem tashlumin for mincha. So if he goes ahead and he deletes Atochan Antonu by the first tefila, and the second one he does say Atochan Antonu, so he's demonstrating that he had in mind by the first one l'shem tashlumin, he's going in order. He didn't daven mincha on Shabbos afternoon, and then on Motzei Shabbos he davens twice. So the first Shemoneh Esrei he does not say Atochan Antonu because he's davening this for mincha. Then the second one, he does say Atochan Antonu, he's demonstrating he had in mind. The second one should be for Ma'ariv, and that's the din, that you can daven Tashlum, and only if you daven first the Tefillah Bizmana, then you daven the Tefillah Shaloi Bizmana. So since he davened the first one, the Shem Tashlumin, he wasn't Yotze that. The second one was the Shem Ma'ariv, the Tefillah Bizmana, that's good. That's the daven a third Shemoneh Esrei. That's the daven a third Shemoneh Esrei. The din. So that's what the Rashba quotes from the Rav Haigwein, that's the Teretz. The Gemara says Kasha, the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta. So Kasha means there's a good Teretz, and that's the Teretz. What is the Teretz? That the Tefillah, the Shem HaTefillah, is Nikva by the Kavonis HaMespalo, the Kavonis HaGarbe. He had in mind when he said the first Shemoneh Esrei for Mincha, he had in mind by the second Shemoneh Esrei for Ma'ariv, for Haraya. Then the first one, he knew what he was doing. The first one, he did not say Atochan Antonu. And the second one, he did say Atochan Antonu. So he demonstrates that he had in mind. The first one, l'shem tashlumin for mincha. And the second one, l'shem tefillah bizmana. And that's ma'akeh b'yevet, that you have to first say the tefillah bizmana and then have the tefillah tashlumin. So the premise of the pshat is that the kavonas agarah is kaveh l'shem ha'tefillah. So that's what Rav Chaim says, based on that Rav Haigwein, that's what Rav Chaim says. Over here also, the fellow's in the middle of davening mincha, he thought that he forgot that he davened mincha, he davened by the early mincha, he forgot. So he's davening mincha, l'shem mincha. Then in the middle of mincha, in the middle of refrain or whatever, he realizes that he already did daven mincha, so he wants to be kaveh the tefillah now, l'shem nedova. So the din is that all the 18 brachas, ameaklim zezeh, so the first half of the Shemoneh Esrei, he davened l'shem mincha, that was chal l'shem tefillas mincha. The second half, he's davening l'shem nedova, so it's a different chal l'shem tefillah. So you have a half of Shemoneh Esrei of mincha, half of Shemoneh Esrei of nedova, and they're not mitzvah from yachad. The kavonas agaber b'shas ha'tefillas kaveh l'shem ha'tefillah. That's Rav Chaim interprets in the Gemara. But the Rishonim, the Raivah didn't say like that. The Raivah said if you want, you can convert it into a tefillas nedova. This also holds, if you're able to be mechadish by dover, you don't have to be posek afil b'emtsa bracha. Finish the Shemoneh Esrei, be mechadish by dover. Tosis learns the case is, he's not able to be mechadish by dover. He doesn't have any new tzarochim. No one's sick, and no issue of panosa. He's not going to add anything now in the second Shmoneh Esrei that he didn't say already in the first Shmoneh Esrei. Nothing new came up in the last couple hours between the first time that he davened Mincha and the second time. If something new would come up, Tosfos says, let him be Mechadish double, let him switch it in the middle. So that's not like Rab Chaim. Tosfos and the Rabbi are all not like Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim is explaining the Rif and the Rambam. Why did they say Pesach Afilu Be'emtza Brocha Mashma that you cannot convert it into a Tfilas Nedava? So Rab Chaim gave the beer based on that Rav Haigun.
According to the Rabbi, why would I have the right to make a Bracha Levatala if I have an ability to finish the Shema Esrei? If I'm in the 10th Bracha and I realize I already davened, why do I have the right to just stop there?
How can he convert it into a Tfilas Nedava?
According to the Ravid, he's saying that you just finish the Shmoneh Esrei and it's not a problem.
No, you can finish the Shmoneh Esrei, but you need a Chiddush Dover. You can only offer a Tfilas Nedava. Yeah, that's the last line of the Gemara. If you offer the Chiddush Dover, Yachsev Yispal Malav, Yachsev Yispal. You can only offer a Tfilas Nedava if you can do a Chiddush Dover. Chiddush Dover means a new tzorach came up, so you want to ask for that new tzorach, or sofik lo hispalel, so by davening, that itself will be the chiddush davar. That and now he knows for sure that he was yotzei mincha. But if there's nothing changed, calm, everything is calm in his life. No new tzorachim that he didn't daven, he didn't mention in the tefillas mincha, the first mincha that he davened. Then there's no chiddush davar, so he can't offer a tefillas nedava. Rab Chaim Pshat is a beautiful Pshat, interesting, but it's against the Raivin and it's against the Taisa. He's explaining that he thinks that this is Pshat and the Rif and the Rambam.
Why is the Tosfos like the Raivin?
The bottom Tosfos on Chof Aleph and Aleph says the din is like Rabbi Yechana, Alochi Rabbi Yechana, V'davke B'sofik Hispal, Avavada Hispal El Loi. You're not allowed to offer Tefillas and Dov in the middle of nowhere. Or then you're allowed to offer a tefillas nedava. So Tosfos learns on this gemara. If it's yochel chadish b'dava, so don't be posek afilo. Make a chiddush dava and convert a tefillu into a tefillas nedava.
Isn't it going on the previous gemara when he's davening the full shema esrei? Not on the gemara when he's davening a half shema esrei.
What do you mean the previous Gemara?
That's not the case, but it's half and half. That's
by Tosfos
Hispal.
But Tosfos says, Teida, they think Rabbi Yochanan doesn't disagree with this memory of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol. Because the Gemara quotes one after the Teida, the Mistamalot Palgahadam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, Posek Hafil the Bam Tzabrocha. Mistamalot Pali. But Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan will agree if he make a Chiddush Dover. So Tosfos says over here, he's not able, there is no Chiddush Dover, he has nothing to ask for. But if he could have made a Chiddush Dover, he would have made it. He should make it, so he won't be left with a Bracha L'Matola. He's in the 10th Bracha already. So why make everything Bracha L'Matola? Make a Chiddush Dover. He doesn't have any Chiddush Dover to pray for. So Tosfos says, also not like Rab Chaim. You can convert it in the middle, even though you started davening thinking that this is Mincha. Then in the middle you realize you're dumb and ready. You can make a Chiddush Dover and convert the whole tefillah into tefillas nedava.
Is it a Raivid and Tosfos would agree in the case of Tachan and Tanu? Because there's something muchach, my Kavanah Zagavar is it's muchach in the fact that I said Tachan and Tanu. Here I started, I didn't do anything, and then I was Mechadish Bodavar after. There's a difference in that Tachan and Tanu was, the Tachan and Tanu that I said was Koveya my Kavanah, right?
Batachan Antonu is muchach, so therefore what?
So they would agree in that case that the Kavanah Sagavra is Kobeya.
It could be that they all agree with the Rav Haigon, that's the pshat
that case,
and the answer.
Right, but they wouldn't agree here because there's nothing showing that was not
Kavanah. Okay, good. I mean, over there, you can't daven the tefillas Nedova before the Tefillah Bizmana. That's the premise in the Gemara. You cannot even Ikuva B'Diyevet. You can't daven. Yeah. The Pashtas, the Ravid writes in a different place. Why is that the premise? Why do you have to daven the Tefillah Bizmana before the Tefillah Nedova? So we have Mishnah in the end of Zohar, Torah B'Shein, Torah Kodim. And Mekudosh Reim, Mekudosh Kodim. So Mekudosh means, let's say, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm the Kohen, and one person brings an Oil, one person brings a Shlomim. the same time. So the oil is a kachi kachim and the shlamim is a kachim kalim. So you should take care of the kachi kachim first and then take care of the kachim kalim. If they both come with asachas. So it's not only kachi kachim and kachim kalim. Let's say you have the opportunity to perform two mitzvahs. You can either do first A and then B, or first B and then A. As far as you're concerned, they're both the same. And one mitzvah is more important than the other. So that's Yosef Mekudesh. Mekudesh means more important. Not only kachi kachim versus kachim kalim. If one mitzvah is more important than the other, then the one that's more important comes first. So the tefillah bizmano is a kiyum mitzvah bishleimusa. Tefillah shelo bizmano, the Gemara says, nahi, he gets schar mitzvah, but he doesn't get schar mitzvah, he doesn't get schar tefillah bizmano. If you do tashlumin, it's a tefillah shelo bizmano. So you get partial schar. The full schar you only get for a tefillah bizmano. So the tefillah bizmano is the mitzvah bishleim musa. So you have to daven that first. And tefillah shelo bizmano, mitzvah shelo bishleim musa. So that's ma'akibir yevet. Usually, Torah b'shein Torah, Torah koidem, l'chatchila, that's the way you should have done. But let's say he'll do first the ein atodir, then he'll do the todir. So you tell him he has to do over again the todir because it was supposed to come, the todir was supposed to come first. And he did the ein atodir, then he did the todir. So you tell him he has to repeat the ein atodir. The klal is only l'chatchila. If he already did it out of order, so b'di yevet yoytze. Let's say we say, this machlik is bisham and misil. When you say kiddush, what should you say first? Bar piagof and then kiddush, or first kiddush and then bar piagof. But whatever, if you did it in the wrong order, but you have it bein le bisham and bein le misil, you'd say all the rules. Bisham has a whole bunch of explanation. Misil has a whole bunch of explanation. All the explanations are just lachatchila. You're not going to say the b'di'evit. You're not yet say. But over here, it's even likuva b'di'evit. The Gemara says that if you daven. He didn't daven on Matzoish. He didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. Then he davened Marav twice. And in the first Manasseh, he didn't say Atachan Anta on the second one. He did. So he demonstrated that the first one he had in mind for Tashlumah for Mincha. The second one he had in mind for the Tefillah Bizmano. So it's even Miyaki B'di'evet. The halacha that has to be, you have to daven the Tefillah Bizmano first. So it must be there's something more one than what the Raibid wrote. The Raibid on Arvid Psochim, also on the Rif. The Raibid on the Rif in Perak Arvid Psochim says, the reason why you have to offer the tefillah bizmana first, because that's the mitzvah b'shleimusa. Tefillah shaloi bizmana, the tashlumin, that's the mitzvah shaloi b'shleimusa. It starts off like that. But it must be there is something more than that. Something more than that. Okay, we'll have to learn more Gemara to find out why is it more than that. The Gemara says it's ma'akeh b'di'evet.
Going back to the Pagan, that's not limited to tefillah. It comes up with das,
yeah, we understand. By any bracha,
which is namir, he says it in your haggad.
That one.
Anything which is totally namir and doesn't have a ma'aseh. In the sugya of pasuk is.
Pasuk b'dechamra, yeah. We assume that that was part of what was involved on daf yud beis amud aleph. That the kavanas agabas, just like kavanas agabas kaver the shema tefila. So too, Kavana Sagavra by the Shema Malchus, maybe it's Kaveh the Shema Bracha. So the first half of the Bracha was a Bar Piragofen Dike Bracha. And the second half, you're going to end off Shachal Nivadvara. So the two halves are not Mitztar from Yachad. That was the Ibai, the Leib Shita in the Gemara. That was the Suffolk in the Gemara. Yeah, but there we go, Lakula. There we go, Lakula, because the Bracha turns out good. He said the Bracha, so the text of the Bracha. It's muchach mitocha that it's a shahakol, because he said at the beginning and the end, the whole bracha corresponds to shahakol. But over here, where he said tushmanes, right, and one of them he said atachan anton, and one of them he didn't, so he said the kabanas agabra is kaveh over here. That the first one was l'shem tashlumin, and the second one he said atachan anton, that was l'shem tefillah bizman ha'mayra, so he's not yotze, he has to say the tashlumin again.
No, but the chatz in the dumb, chatz in the
yeah. Chatzin and Dover, that should be like a Bar Piagofen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tataina. It's not Muchach Mitoichai that there's a problem. Yeah. That's a Taina against Rav Chaim's explanation in the Ramam and the Rif. Okay. It's a good Tekasha. Yes. It's a good Tekasha.
Initially.
Yeah.
Over there, we don't repeat the bracha. Then no question of repeating the bracha again. by the perfect. I mean, that's the question.
That was the Gemara's question. So we paskan lohakel. The Rif paskan lohakel. Why do you paskan lohakel? I the kavanas agavra. You see, kavanas agavra is kaveh bro. So the answer is the whole bracha is perfect. There's no problem. But over here, by the Atachan Antanu, he said two shmona esrus, and it's muchach mitoichai that one is at Atachan Antanu, one he didn't, and that's what he had in mind. But the one is at Atachan Antanu, he had in mind that should be for tefila bezmana. The first one he had in mind that should be for tashlumen.
Because it's set up as two, because it's a requirement. He has to do the
tashlumen. He has to say two. So if he wouldn't say, if he would have said Atachan Antanu in both, or he would have said not saying either, the Samachrinim hold that you wouldn't say he has to daven over a third time. It's only because he said Atachan Antanu on the second one, not on the first one. So he demonstrated that the second one he had in mind for Tfila Bizmana, the first one he had in mind for the Tashlum. So you're asking over here, so why can't he convert the Tfila into a Tfila Snedorf, and it'll be perfect? Add on the... You can't tell what he had in mind. Why don't you say, just like by the Bar Piagof? I don't know, that's a good kasha. Just like by the Bar Piagof, when we say Lohakel, Sofik Brachas Lohakel, so I say over here also Sofik Brachas Lohakel. Sofik Brachas Lohakel is Bidiyevet. Maybe it's Bidiyevet. He already said...
You might have something, so it's not the same thing.
Maybe Sofik Brachas Lohakel is only Bidiyevet if you said the Bracha. He didn't ask a shayla in the middle. He said, Baruch HaTov HaShem B'Kein Malchoyle, but then he ends off, Sha'akon Li'Bitvar. He thought that is a cup of wine. So we say, B'diyevet, Sofik Baruch's Lokal, he's Yotzi, he doesn't have to say over. He was talking to the guys, Niska Be'em Tzahatfil, and he's asking a Shaila. He's asking us a Shaila, what's the din? He's asking himself, what's the din? So the din is, he should not continue. Don't say Sofik Baruch's Lokal. If he would continue and to make a Tfilas Nadova, so B'diyevet, we would say, okay, this is a Tfilas Nadova. But you're not supposed to, because it's a sofik brachas. It is a sofik brachas.
But being
meisiv, now it's nicker that
it's not the first part. The whole
reason why earlier was because it's not nicker than the first part. It has to be meisiv, so therefore what?
It has to be
meisiv,
so now that it's
nicker
that it's not the first part.
It doesn't... So, but now, you have a shmoneh, so with the hoisof is dover. So you look at the shmoneh, so it looks like a nice tefillah snedava. So b'diyevet, mistama would be good, but l'chatchila, mistama is not right. That was the abayit lev shita. So mistama l'chatchila, you shouldn't convert it now into a tefillah snedava. But b'diyevet, if you did, it would be good. Okay, we wouldn't say it's a bracha l'vatam. B'diyevet, it would be a tefillah snedava. Okay. So that's the first memory. What's the first memory? Nachamal on the first wide line. Nachafal from Manalos. According to the way we pass on the Rif and the Rambam, it's not that if you want to, you can stop in the middle of the Bracha. You must stop in the middle of the Bracha. Can't convert it into a Tfilas Nedova, because he started where Rav Chaim explained, because he started davening with the Shem Mincha. So the first half was Kavanas Agavra, Kaveh that it's a Mincha. The second half, the Kavanas Agavra is making it into a Tfilas Nedova. So you have a half and a half of two different Shmoneh Esrus. They're not Mitztar from Yachad. Well, what an interpretation. Fregmar Kasha Eini, that's not true. Go Amr Rab Nachman, yes, the Kash Gavina Be Rab Bavua, Ba'on Minei. We asked the Shiloh of Rabbi Baravuna, what's the din? Hadi B'nei Be'rav, the Bochum in the Yeshiva. Be'rav means in Yeshiva. Hadi B'nei Be'rav, the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, they didn't have any Sidurim, so they're davening by heart. So they slipped and made a mistake with Tohu, Umatkri, the Chol, B'Shabbos. On Shabbos they say the first Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achronis, and the middle Bracha is Kedusha Sayyam. So right after Hakel HaKod, you're supposed to say Ate Echod, or Yismach Moshe, or Ate Kiddashta, or something, Shabbos Dike Bracha. Instead he says Ate Chaynen Lodam Das. Then in the middle of Ate Chaynen, he realizes that he made a mistake. Umat Kuri Dechol B'Shabbos. He starts Ate Chaynen. Ma'u Sheigmer, should you finish the Bracha of Ate Chaynen? V'omalon, Rabbi Barfuna said yes. Gomer kolosa habracha. Yes, you finished that bracha. So Frank the Gemara, why do you finish that bracha? He just said, whenever you made a mistake, posach hafila b'emtza habracha. You don't say, at least finish the bracha, so it won't be a bracha l'batol. He started it to finish the bracha. No. He said before, you shouldn't, even though you started a bracha, you shouldn't finish it. So why is over here all of a sudden, and on Shabbos he starts out the chaynin, he finished gemara, I said bracha. Everything, no, it's not the same. There's no comparison. On Shabbos, he said out the chaynin, gaber b'chiyuvuhu, mikra, then you really ought to offer the whole Shmona Esrei. And then in addition to the 18 brachas, you ought to say another bracha on the Kedushas Hayom. Taisus has a suggestion, on Oman Beis, the long Taisus, they have a suggestion, they had a Yerushalmi, so they interpreted Pshat and Yerushalmi, that when Rosh Chodesh is Chal B'chol, it's not Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chal B'chol, or on Chol HaMoed, that you daven Tfilas Chol, on Chol HaMoed. So when they would daven Musaf, they would say the 18 brachas of the Shmona Esrei Tfilas Chol, and then have another bracha for Kedushas Hayom. Rosh Chodesh, the Kaddish is on Musaf, you say, on Shachris, Mincha Mar, we say, Yalabiyav, in the middle of it, say. But on Musaf, you say, the Kaddish is on Rosh Chodeshim. So Rosh Chodesh is Chal Bechol, so you say a regular long Shemana Esra, 18 brachas, and then you say another bracha, and the Kaddish is on Rosh Chodeshim. Well, on Chalamoid, you have a regular Tfilas Chol, for Marv, Shachris, and Mincha, unless it's Shabbos Chalamoid. But regular Chol HaMoed you daven Tfilas Chol. So on Musaf of Chol HaMoed, Bechol, you say the regular 18 brachas. Then you add another bracha. Where do you add the bracha? After Achat HaChayinim, in the middle of, after Velam Malshinim, after Shemaya Tfilah, where do you add it? So finally, Taisa says they think that it's a misprint in Yerushalmi. They don't believe that that's what it says in Yerushalmi, because they finally discovered there's a Tosefta. He says, towards the last 15 lines of the Vodam Rabbein Chaim, he said, "But the sefta behead you commit againu. Come, Yom Sheyesh Bem, Kabbam Musaf, Kam Rosh Chodesh V'Chalamayir, Arvus V'Shach V'Spalish Manes V'Shleimis V'Am Emein Amoyra V'Avoyed Meloyam Amachzir Masu B'Musafim V'Spalish Sheva." You don't say 19 brachas. Yeah, you know there is no such thing as 19 brachas. That's what Tosis tainted before. They quote from Tfilas Hashachar Daf Chav Tes. It doesn't make any sense. What they had a girsa in Yerushalmi that Rosh Chodesh Chal is Bechol or Chol HaMoed Bechol, not Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, so even by Musaf, if you say 18 brachas, then you add another bracha. So Tais is Tainus on Daf Chav Tes, the common Daf Chav Tes, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were masakan 18 brachas, either 7 brachas or 18 brachas. You can't say 18 brachas plus another bracha from the Kaddish Yisrael Razmanim. On the Kaddish is over Rosh Chodesh. But they had a Havamina like that.
Why is that a Kasha at all?
What do you mean, why is that a Kasha that what?
On Shabbos, when you started Chol, you said,
yeah.
You only finished that Bracha.
Yeah.
Back to Shabbos.
Yes, yes.
You should say, you only finish up the whole thing called
the Maske Ba'avoida. So, Nochamal, so what does the Gemara say? The Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, well, he gave a psak, Rabbi Bar Avua was asked the shayla, Talmidim asked the shayla, if a yeshiva bacha is davening by heart, they had no sidurim in the days of the Gemara, he's davening Shmona Esrei by heart, and he made a mistake and said, start out the chayin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Avua says, you finish that bracha, and then you switch to Ata Kidashto, or you switch to Ata Echor, or Yismach Moshe. So the Gemara asks, why do you finish that bracha? You should place a kafil b'em tzah bracha. He starts off, he knows he's davening Shachris, whatever, he knows what he's supposed to daven, just he slipped and he made a mistake, he starts saying Ata Chayinim.
He knows he's davening Shabbos.
Yeah, he knows he's going to daven, he knows it's Shachris, and he knows he has to daven, just he made a mistake, which bracha? So Gemara says, no, Hosam Hachi Hashta, Hosam Gavar Bar Chiyuv, Hom Yikrit, then he really ought to say the whole Shmona Esri. Rabbanu Hu Deloy, Atrechu Mishum Kvayt Shabbos, they were Mekal, so they were mekel. You don't have to say all the 13 brachas in the middle. You say the gimel rishon is gimel acharon. It's one bracha in the middle. But whatever. But if you started at tochainen, then you should finish. Aval hocha hatzolila. He started at tochainen, so you finish at tochainen, and then you switch to the other bracha. So here the Rabbeinu Yonah has a machlokes of rishon. Some say it's only at tochainen. At tochainen, that bracha fits in on Shabbos also. The others, it's not right. You say, "Mitzoch hafatzech v'daba dover shalayhei debucha shal Shabbos ki debucha shal chol." So included in shalayhei debucha daba dover is you shouldn't talk about business. Also, what else? You shouldn't talk about anything that's aggravating. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be menachem aval in the normal way. You don't say hamokam menachem eschem. You say Shabbos Eve lenachem. You have to say something. When you're mevakeh chayl on Shabbos, you should say Shabbos Eve lizak. You shouldn't talk shalei hey debucha Shabbos ki debucha shalchol. You shouldn't talk about malacha. You shouldn't talk about aggravating things either. And even Tosis even says you're not allowed to talk sicha b'teil on Shabbos. Everybody does. So the nephew of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin has a tshuva. He wrote a sefer Shalos Tshuvas. What's the name? Binyan Shel Simcha. His name was Simcha. The nephew of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. He has a Shalos Tshuvas. Binyan Shel Simcha comes to defend the minhag ha'olam. Everybody talks sicha b'teil on Shabbos. So he says, even though Tosis quotes a Rishalmi that you're not allowed to talk sicha b'teil on Shabbos, Rishalmi says that I think Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had an old mother and she used to chatter away on Shabbos. He used to hakat shining. So he used to tell her, Mom, today Shabbos, you gotta try to cut it out. He tried to say Balosh and Nikia. Whether it helped or not is a different question. So the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to talk Dvar Mitalim. So the and Rashi on the Bavli, Rashi says Dabadav means not to talk business. So Tosis Tainas, that's what it means. No, it can't mean that. It means you're not allowed to talk sicha b'teilim. So the Binyan Shel Simcha is a whole tshuva. He says the Bavli is chaylik on the Rishalmi, and the Minhag Olam is like the Bavli. We always whenever the machlokes Bavli Rishalmi, we pass like the Bavli. That's what he suggests. But there's a lot included in Daba Dover. So part of Daba Dover is that you leave out all the brachas and tzoyas and the Shmoneh Esrei. You don't talk about bakoshas sarochim. So you don't. We mentioned Rav Moshe has a tshuva. The Rambam's opinion is that the chiyuv tefillah is a mitzvah min haTorah. Once a day, every day, you have to offer a tefillah, and a tefillah has to have a minimum. You have to start off with shevach, and you have to end off with hoidoy, and the middle has to have bakashas tzorachim. So Rav Moshe is bothered with a kasha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We leave out all the 13 brachas and tzoyas. So how are you yotzei tefillah deraisa? You didn't have any bakashas tzorachim. So he says the concluding paragraph always has. He asked for ruchnis digat sarachim. You don't ask for refa'enu, you don't ask for geula, you don't ask for lamalshinim. These are gashmis digat sarachim. But the ruchnis digat sarachim, that you do say. And the same thing on Rosh Hashanah by Musaf, you end off malchus when the sheriff is, each one ends off malchus, you end off alkenus and blecha kol holon kula bichwe decha. That's the bakosh of sarachim. And zechwen is. Ken comes and Zachem Zakar Tablofanacha, Chef is Kabishev Gorlachevisenu. The concluding paragraph in the Brocha Emtsoyis, or the Brochas Emtsoyos, and Rosh Hashanah by Musav, the Gimel Brochas Emtsoyos, always has the Bakashas Tzorach. So on Shabbos we leave out all the Bakashas Tzorach. But the Gemara's Loshen is Le'atrochu, Mishum Kvachab, Le'atrochu. Aval Hocha Hatzoli Le'bar, if you start out, Tachainen, so you end off. So the Rabbi Yoina has one opinion that it only goes on after Chayne. Because on Shabbos you need Chanen Yitcha, Dea Bina Vahaskel, that's a Ruchin Yizdikat Tzorach also. The guy wants to learn on Shabbos, he wants to be Matzlich and learning. So that really, you should have said after Chayne on Shabbos, but there is no tefillah that has, you have, the Gemara said on Daf Chof Tes, you have to have a precedent in Tanakh to compose such a tefillah. So we have a precedent for a tefillah with 7 units, we have a precedent for a tefillah with 18 units, and with 24 units on a tiny sibur, the Chazan adds another 6 brachas in addition to the Shmoneh Esrei. So Gemara said there's a precedent in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 24 parts, and there's a precedent for a tefillah that has 9 parts. That's Rosh Hashanah and Musaf, you have 9 parts. There's no precedent for, and there's a precedent for 7 units. There's no precedent, we said on Rosh Hashanah, you say Malchus, Chonis, and Shofis, and you should really say another bracha for Kedusha Sayyam, she really should have been 10 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. So the answer is, but there's no precedent in Tanakh for a tefillah that has 10 units. And that's why all the Tanakh work on the assumption you have to combine 2 brachas together on Rosh Hashanah. So there are 3 different opinions, which 2 brachas you combine together. But the precedent, the premise is, like this Gemara, Daf Chav Tes Menam, you have to have a mokum in Tanakh that you have a tefillah with so many units. So here is the B'diyebed, the guy started out Tachanim. So one opinion in the Rabbeinu Yoina is only Atachainen fits in. You don't say Atachainen lechatchila on Shabbos because you have no precedent for a tefillah with 8 units. You have a precedent in Tach, a tefillah with 7 units. The Gimel Shemitz Gimel Klarens, 1 bracha in the middle. we're going to say atachon, and then the kedusha sayim, we're going to have a tefillah with 8 units. You have no mocker for that. But b'dyeved, if you started atachon, then you finish. But if you started ashevein avinu, or secha slach lanu, or refa'inu, you started all the other brachas. So that one opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't say. You don't finish.
Only
atachon. That's one opinion. Only atachon. It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. Huh? So that opinion read it in Gemara. The bracha made a mistake on the first bracha. The davening by atachon l'adam das. Then he realized the first bracha. They're not going to go into the second bracha. By the time he gets the davening with little kavana. So if they had davening with a lot of kavana, they would never start atachon in the first bracha. It's davening with little kavana. So they made a mistake atachon, but they're not going to make more than that mistake. We don't pass like that. We assume that it goes even on whatever bracha he started, he does finish. Whatever bracha, if he shamea tefila, shema kalenu chusar, say finish shamea tefila, then you say the bracha of ata kidashta, or yismach moshe, or ata rechav. Whatever bracha you started, yeah. So that's what the Gemara says, not the same. In the other case, he already daven mincha, if he got that he daven mincha, so he's davening the shem mincha, so you have to stop in the middle. There was no takana to say mincha twice. But over here, he's davening the Shmoneh Esrei Mikra, then he really ought to have said all the brachas, but just lo yatruchu rabbanan. So whatever bracha you started, yes, atruchu rabbanan. Hocho hatzoli le. He started it, so we say finish that bracha. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Not like that opinion only goes on atruchainen, it goes on whatever bracha, yeah. Here, Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Gil Yonah Ashas quotes that they have a kasha in the name of Rashi, in the Sefer Pardes. That the Yerushalmi has a din on Shabbos it's usher to offer the bakoshes in the middle. Not that lo yatruchu rabbana. It's usher. So that, let's say that's how we assume la locha. Let's say a person was mekabel Shabbos early and he forgot to daven mincha. He didn't daven mincha yet. So we assume he's not allowed to daven mincha after the Mekabel Shabbos. If you want to be Moseh Mechoel Al HaKodesh, you have to daven mincha before, and then say, you're Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. Once you're Mekabel Tosef Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven Tfilas Chol. The Sfarad Mamekel on this, they hold it's only if there was Kabbalah Tosef Shabbos, or they had Tzibur. If the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos, if a Yochid was, let's say a woman benched Lich, so she was Mekabel Shabbos, it wasn't Kabbalah Tosef Tzibur. So the Svarda Mamekel, that she can still daven mincha. The Ashkenazim Mamachma, even if it's only Kabbalah Shabbos of the Yochid, also, you're not allowed to daven tefillas chol. So that's Rashi's kasha. Isn't there a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? And we paskin both. We paskin like the Bavli. Whatever bracha you started, you finish. Not only Atachana, we even paskin any other bracha, but even Atachana is also the same kasha. That's a detail, but in principle, it's the same issue. The Bavli says, Lo yatruchu rabbanan. But Mikra din, you really mechuyev to say, well, they give you a break, and if you already started the bracha, then they don't give you the break. And Yerushalmi says, Fakert. You're not allowed to daven tefillas chol b'Shabbos. That's included in daven dover. You're not allowed to ask the bakash asurot. So isn't it a contradiction? So I don't know. So he quotes the teretz from Rashi. I don't understand it. The kasha is much better than the teretz. Mamish has steered to the Bavli and the Rishalmi, and we pass them both. We pass them both. That's a pella.
Is this Gemara Kashra of Chaim also? How do you have a Shmanya said it's half bowl and half Shabbos?
No, he knows today Shabbos. He knows today Shabbos, and he knows he's davening Myra for Shabbos. But just, he's davening by heart. He doesn't have a siddur. Not that he looked in the Myra of Lechol. He doesn't have a siddur. In the days of Gemara, there were no siddur. So he's davening by heart. So he slipped and he started saying Atachonin. Either he's in the middle of Atachonin, in the middle of the fifth bracha, tenth bracha, whatever it is.
It's nicker if he's finishing up that bracha.
Yeah.
Now he has a bracha
of
Chol in the middle of his...
But it's not called a bracha Shechol, because the Gemara says, Mikra din, you're really mechuyev to say Gabrahu, the mechuyev. The Gemara says, really mechuyev, Gabrah, bracha yubah. You really should say all the brachas and tzoyis. Abonahu dolea trachu. You don't have to say it. So that's the stira. The Bavli says, Lo yatruchu, and the Yerushalmi says that it's an Issa. And we pass them both. How can it be?
I don't understand the question. how can you say in the davening, say mumbo, hey mumbo? How could it be davar davar? The Chachamim put it, said, we were not matriarch. So that means it doesn't go into the rubric of davar davar.
It's not an issa, yeah. That's a stira, right. That's the kasha. The Babli says le'atrichu. But you see that there's no issa. Yisham said that there's an issa. So how can they both jive? How can they both be quoted la'aloch and shulchan aruch? It's that pella. Then the Gemara also has a din that sometimes we allow a person to daven ma'ariv early on Shabbos. And he says, ha'tachon antonim, after plaga mincha. Taisa says, it's a Gemara later. Taisa says, what do you mean? What's going to be with Tosefes Shabbos? It's a mitzvah l'hos mechol ha'akadosh. The guy's davening so early. It does mean that Shabbos is going to end an hour before the Shkia. Let's say plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter. We assume an hour and a quarter before the Shkia. So the guy's going to be on a Rosh HaMatzai Shabbos for business. He has to run. So he can't wait till after Shabbos to daven. That's going to take, he daven slowly. It's going to take him 20 minutes to daven Ma'ariv. So let him daven Ma'ariv on Shabbos and say, Atachan Antonu. And then he'll take along his suitcases all packed already. Take along a cup with wine and say, Havdalah on the plane. Okay. He's going to drive to the airport, whatever. He's going to say, Havdalah on the plane. He has no time. His wife will say, Ron Havdalah. Okay, so how can you allow b'shas hatchaki davens ma'ariv without tachan antonu? Shabbos doesn't end an hour before the shkia, but we allow him to daven. Yeah, we allow him to daven b'shas hatchak. We allow him to daven tefilas chol b'shabbos. I mean b'shas hatchak we are meikel. What happened to this issa? According to the Yushami, it's an issa. It's an issa. The Yushami explains what is atachan antonu middle of atachainen. Why is he avdolah? Because it's also to be mevakesh tzorachim. Bakash tzorachim is also. So you say first, atachan lanam das malam lanish bina. That's a shebach. Then chanenim yitcha dea bina v'haskav. That's a bakasha. So you're not allowed to say that bakasha until you say havdalah. So after the first line, atachan lanam das malam lanish, you got to say atachan, you got to say havdalah there before you start the bakasha tzorachim. Because it's also levakesh tzorachav b'shabbos. Also, the Bakr said, what do? You say the whole Shemana Esrei. If you have a Shas HaTachan, you say the whole Shemana Esrei with a HaTachan Antonu on Shabbos. Tyson says it's only if you have a big Shas HaTachan. Where's that Gemara? Gemara says it's only here, on Chav Zayin on the base. Tyson says it's only Shomer Shabbos b'Shabbos. If you have a big Shas HaTachan, we permit you to daven Ma'ariv. Here the guy has to run for business. He has to catch a plane right after Shabbos. Okay. So if it's a big Shas HaTchak, we allow him to daven Ma'ariv of Matzoi Shabbos without the Chan Antonu after Plaga Minchas. Does he yesh lamed? Ha'ach ha'mar she'yesh lo tzorach mitzvah la'asas b'matzoi Shabbos kan la'leches lo motinok lo yehe lo yayin la'havdole im lo yagdim devadit. He says, why do you have to be that it's a mokha mitzvah? Devadit tzorach la'asim echol la'kodesh de'araisa aber b'chinam lo. For no good reason, you're not make of that he can dab ma'ariv mibod yom. Why? Because if he's going to dab ma'ariv mibod yom, he won't be able to be mikayim tosef his Shabbos. The bad that tzach lahas mechol al kodesh. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, daf test. There's a mitzvah lahas mechol al kodesh. We spoke many times. The Rambam says mitzvah lahas mechol al kodesh only on Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, he doesn't be never quoted at all. And Tosfos says, like the simple reading of the sugya, and Rosh Hashanah daf tetes, it's not true. There's a mitzvah lahas mechol al kodesh, not only on Yom Kippur, and every Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So what is Tosfos thought when the guy says atachan antonu, and he says havdalah ala yayin on Shabbos, he's allowed to do malacha an hour before the shkia? That's ridiculous. So why did Tosfos think that Slav doesn't understand Tosfos? Why did Tosfos say v'adat tzach lahas mechol al kodesh deraisa abba b'chinam lo, because he's not going to have Tosfos? Why not? He says he davens ma'ariv atachan antonu. He says havdalah ala kodesh, but he still has to wait till tzeisel kachavim. So let him wait another half hour after tzeisel kachavim. He's not going to have a minion. Let's say he's not going to have a minion, or it's going to be dark and he doesn't know ma'ariv by heart, and he doesn't have any lights on. So he wants to daven ma'ariv when the sun is still shining. But why does that? Just because he's going to daven ma'ariv, he's going to say atachan antonu. Why is that going to make an impossible tzarchem haris mechol ala kodesh? He won't do malacha, just like he doesn't do malacha till after Tzeisel Kacham. He wait another half hour after Tzeisel Kacham. So that's what the Tzlach is. He doesn't understand how the Tzeis put together the two things. because vada tzach las mechol ala kodesh, so it's improper, highly improper, to say havdala la yayin mibod yom. Why is it improper? He'll wait another heifer. So you see from Tosis, once you say havdala, that cuts off the possibility of Tosef and Shabbos. He can't be Moshe. He can't do Malacha till Seisa Kohavim. That's a double pasha like that. But apparently Tosis thinks for some reason or another. Once you said Abdullah, so you cannot be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh. They hold that's not right. There is always a mitzvah, the Hos Mechol HaKadosh. A Mokka mitzvah. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, a Mokka mitzvah, then you won't fulfill the mitzvah of Tosef and Shabbos. You won't have that mitzvah. But you see from the Gemara that sometimes you dab Ma'ariv to the Chol Mamish on Shabbos. So what happened to the Yerushalmi that it's also Shas HaTchak in Mekal and Anissa? I don't know. That's Rashi's Kasha. I don't know what Rashi answered. Gives a very shver teretz. Anyway, that's the Gemara. Gomer Kolos HaBrocha is not in contradiction to the Din Ha'imed between the Niska Shemar Spalo. Because they never made a takana to daven mincha twice. But here, Meikar Adin, he really gaber bar chiyuba. He really ought to say the whole, all the brachas amtsoyis. Mishum kvot Shabbos la chuchu rabbona. But over here, whatever bracha he began, so we tell him he has to finish it. Shveri Gemara. What else? We amar Rabbi Yonah Mishmol. What's another din? His palol, he already daven bichidus. He walks into a shul and they're davening mincha, ma'ariv, should he daven a second time? If he has a new tzorech came up, he wants to offer a tefillah, someone took sick or something came up, so let him daven a second time with the chidush dover. That's the institution of tefillah and dover. Yachsev ispal. However, vimlav, he has nothing to be chidush dover about, his life is normal. Nothing, no one is sick, and no great tzorach came up, so you should not daven a second time. Freg the Gemara, what do you need that for? Isn't that a repeat of the first thing, Amar Rabbi Yonah Mishmol? He's in the middle of davening, he realizes that he already said Shmon Esri, Pesach Kafila Be'em Tzabrocha. So you see that you're not supposed to volunteer another Shmon Esri if you already daven Mincha. So isn't that's the same member that he said over here? Amar Rabbi Yonah Mishmol, that's the same member twice. So Gemara Tzricha, no, I need both. The Yashmina Kamaisa, if you only have the first memra and the first wide line, Amra Yoda Mashmol, I would have thought Hanimili Yachid Virachid Ara Al Tzibur Vitzibur. The first time he davened Yechidus and the second time he's davening Yechidus. Nothing is being added on. And the first time he davened Tzibur, the second time davened Tzibur. Nothing is added on. Well, here, by the second case, he davened Yechidus. His palal biyachidus when nichnas the beisach nas matzah tzibur shem his palal. He daven biyachidus, and now he comes to shul and the tzibur is davening. So would have thought that itself is a chidush dover. Let him daven a second shmona esrei, because tefillah betzibur is a much higher level of tefillah than tefillah biyachid. So would have thought if the first tefillah al yachid legabi tzibur kamanda latzali dami, if the first time he daven shachris mincha mar whatever it was, he daven biyachidus. And the second time is going to be Betzibah, would have thought that itself is the Chiddush Dover. Kamash Malon, that it's not so. Even if the first time was Biyochid, and the second time is going to be Betzibah, still, you have to have Tzoch L'Chadish Badover. If you're not L'Chadish Badover, you're not allowed to offer a Tfilas of Dover, unless you have a Chiddush Dover. Chiddush Dover means either Yotze Midei Sofek, he's Mesupik, if Sofek is Pala, Sofek La is Pala, so that itself is the Chiddush Dover. Chiddush Dover, he adds another bakosha. Something came up, and he adds a new bakosha. V'yashmina hocha, and if you would only have the second member, that you shouldn't say a second Shmona Esrei, so you shouldn't say a second Shmona Esrei, even though the second one is going to be Betzibur. So you're enhancing the tefillah. First time you daven Yochid, the second time Betzibur, and still that doesn't count. So Kal v'chomer, it should be included the first case. The guy already daven Mincha in the early minyan. And then he starts davening mincha by the second minyan, and he realizes that he already did daven. Nothing is being gained by the second tefillah. So once you have the second member, then even if you daven the first time biyachid, the second time b'tzibah, you still need a chidush davar. Even though from yachid to tzibah, that's not a chidush davar. So kal v'chomer, both times were b'tzibur, of course there's no chidush davar, so you're not allowed to daven. Mor says, no, yesh minoch, if you would have only the second member, I would have said Mishum Dalei Aschal, but he didn't start davening Shmanesu. He said, don't start. Abul Hasam, the first member of Rabbi Yerim Shmuel, the Aschal, by my mistake, he davened Mincha already to early Minyan, then he starts davening by the second Minyan. So I would have thought, Ey Maloi, I would have thought, no, he already started davening, so let that count as a Tfilus Nadove, even though there is no Chiddush Dove. So that's Tricha, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. That even though you started davening, a Tfilus Nadove has to have a Chiddush Dove. So you have to have some Chiddush Dove. No Chiddush Dove, so you're not allowed, it's a Brachal of Atol. Not allowed to offer a Tfilus Nadove without a Chiddush Dove. Okay, these dinim we know. Famous dinim. Omer Avuna, Anichnas, the Beis HaKnes, Motzitz, Tzibishem, Mispalalim. So the Shaila is, he's going to be behind. And he won't be able to answer Omein by the Chazaras HaShat. So does that pose a problem? So the Bavli doesn't worry about answering Omein. And Yochel, so the two versions. Yochel HaSchel Ligmat Shalei Agir Shatz Lemoidim Yispalalim Lava Yispal. You shouldn't start Shmona Esrei later. I'm in Kriya Shma. And they're already in the middle of Shmona Esrei. If I'm going to start Shmona Esrei, then it's going to take me. I'm going to be in the middle of Shmona Esrei when the Chazan is going to get the modim. So I won't be able to what? I won't be able to say along modim the Rabbanan with the tzibur. Where does this modim the Rabbanan come from? Tosis has a line. You see the first narrow line in the top tesis. Avalei nira the mishum moedim derabbanan nakat hachi. The Gemara says you shouldn't start davening now because you're going to get miss moedim in the chazaras hashatz. So bashep shat, you're going to get miss moedim derabbanan. You'll be in the middle of tefillah belachas. You won't be able to answer moedim derabbanan. So tesis said that's not what it means. Avalei nira, it would not appear that that's the pshat. The mishum moedim derabbanan nakat hachi, that you shouldn't start davening because you won't be able to say derabbanan. Why shemitzvah lana? He's supposed to say moedim derabbanan. Shezeh lo matzino leikah b'gemara. What lo matzino leikah b'gemara? Moedim derabbanan doesn't appear in the Gemara. It does appear. It's a Gemara in Saito. The Gemara tells you exact text, word for word. The text of moedim, that's in fact why it's called moedim derabbanan. Beis Yosef quotes. Why is it called moedim derabbanan? In the Shmona Esrei, it's the Moedim Daraisa, that this is Moedim Darabonim. The Moedim Darabonim means the composite of all of the different Amoraim. Each Amora had a different nusach from Moedim. We say the text that's a composite of everybody's nusach. Each one added on more to the other one. So what do you mean, Ein lo ikah b'gemara? It does have an ikah. Now, I don't think it's correct that if you're going to miss saying Moedim Darabonim, so you shouldn't start davening now. They don't think that's correct. They think that the main thing is when the chazan says moedim, everybody bows down with the chazan. So this fellow has to bow down also with the chazan. So if he's going to start davening Shmona Esrei now, he's going to be paying attention. He's going to be looking in the siddur. So he's not going to pay attention when the chazan gets to moedim and everybody's going to bow down. He's not going to be bowing down. That's not going to look nice. That's what Tosfos says on the top two lines. Taim alefi shetzorach lo shuach im atzibur. Everybody bows down. Shelo yiroi kekoifer. B'misha tzibur mishtachavim lo. Everybody's bowing down, saying moedim derabbanan. He's not bowing down. He's in the middle of the shtilah Shmona Esrei. So that doesn't look nice. But just because he won't be able to say moedim derabbanan, they don't think that that's what it. Ein lo ikah b'shas. Ein lo ikah b'gemar means that the saying of the moedim derabbanan is so significant that you shouldn't start davening because you won't be able to say moedim derabbanan. They don't think that's true. The ikar is you have to bow down with everybody else. Yeah. So the way we daven, we don't really pay so much attention to the way we daven. So Tosfos says, Rabbi Natan Hayerogil, you have the Tosfos, the seventh line for the seventh, eighth line for the top. Rabbi Natan Hayerogil, Kshayim Mispal B'Yochid, when he said Tfila Belachash, apparently he came to Shul late once. So once in a long while. So when he was davening Tfila Belachash, Kshachazim Agir Lemoidim Hayerkareah, Im hakohal below Amir Klal didn't say moedim derabbanan. He's in the middle of Olam Hashinim, or he's in the middle of Tkabish Efegadol, whatever. He didn't say moedim derabbanan, but he would bow down. That's enough. He would bow down. So Tosfos says, if you have that practice, a lot of times you're going to be in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. You won't be able to pay attention to what the Chazan is doing. So that's what the Gemara recommends. You shouldn't start davening Shmona Esrei. Because he may not pay attention, he may not bow down when everybody else is bowing down, not going to look nice. But if he already did start, and the chazan is davening a mile a minute, he's davening so quickly, you didn't think he's going to daven so fast. The chazan is already up to moedim the rabbanon, so you should bow down to the same time as the tzibum. So Tosfos says, "V'dafke be'emtza bracha, you should bow down." I'm in the middle of a lam shidim, middle of tka b'shefer gov. I will b'sefer bracha lo. You're not allowed to. Rabbi Natam would bow down when he hears that the chazan and the tzibum are up to moedim the rabbanon. He would bow down. Dafke be'emtza bracha, but b'sefer bracha you're not allowed to. The Amar leKamon daf lamadal also lishchet b'sef called bracha bracha. The Gemara says, the Kohen Gadol who daven Shmoneh Esrei has to bow down at every bracha. The Yochan only bowed down Obis Tchila Basov, Lekeinu Lekei Vesein, Lekei Avram, and Mogil Avram, and Moedim Tchila Basov, the beginning and the end of Moedim. Atav Shimcha L'chanor L'hoi. But you don't bow down at the end of every other bracha. The Kohen Gadol bowed down at the end of every bracha. And the Melech has to humble himself even more. He bows down from the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, and he stays in a position of a bowed position till he finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says, but if you're not a Melech, you're not a Kohen Gadol, here, that's the Gemara, the top line on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Kohen Gadol b'sof called Brocha, Brocha, v'amelech tchilos called Brocha, Brocha b'sof called Brocha, Brocha. The Gemara says, no, he bows down from the beginning to the end. But a Hedyot should not. A Hedyot k'mo shamanu. It's also l'hoisef ala kriyas. You're not allowed to bow down more than the Chachamim wa Mesak. Hedi k'mo shamanu, always tchila b'sof. That's on Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph going over to Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So the Rabbi Natan had the practice. He didn't realize the Chazan is going to daven so quickly. He thought that he'll daven Shmoneh Esrei along with the Chazan. He'll daven Shmoneh Esrei along with the Chazan. That's the bottom Tosfos. En yach mispal kedusha. Tosfos says, if I'm davening tefila belacha simultaneously with the Chazan, I can say kedusha. After Akel HaKadosh, I can say kedusha. I'm espalish manasseh yim achazen. I'm saying along word for word with chazen. Sheyagi ashatz lekedusha yom yim ashliach tzibun lekadesh v'chalak kedusha mishlam. That's not. They didn't say kari yochid. The din is a yochid doesn't say davish bekedusha. That's not called the yochid. I'm saying tefila belachash, but everybody's answering kedusha, so that's okay. Chazanish says he thinks that it's even considered tefila betzibur. Tefila betzibur is if you have 10 people saying tefila balachash simultaneously, or if the 10 people already finished the tefila balachash and the chazan is saying chazaras hashatz, and I say along with the chazan. Rabbi Natan came a little late apparently once, and he says tefila balachash simultaneously with the chazan, so the chazanish thinks that that's also called tefila betzibur. Because the chazan's chazaras hashatz on behalf of the tzibur. It's if all 10 people are saying the tefillah of the chazan. So then the yochid, the Rabbi Natan, is davening along with the chazaras hashatz. That's also tefillah of the tzibur. Not only if you have 10 people saying tefillah belachas together, but one person saying tefillah belachas simultaneously with the chazan, who's saying the chazaras hashatz, also tefillah of the tzibur. And then you can say kedusha in the proper place, after in between Mechaya Mesim and Akel HaKadosh, so you say Kedusha. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, you say Lador V'dor Nagid God Lecha. If you say Kedusha there, it's not that Lador V'dor is Miyuchid for the Chazan. Lador V'dor is, whenever you said Yimelach HaShem L'Kayach Tzil Lador V'dor HaLukah, then you want to show that the Kedusha blends in to the Shmoneh Esrei. Then you say Lador V'dor Nagid God Lecha. So even the Ramos says like that in Hilchas Mincha. If it's late before the Shkia and you see you're not going to make it, there's not enough time to say Chazaras Hashatz, then you say Yehoichi Kedusha. Then he says all those are said along with the Chazan Kedusha, that you should say the Dovidor Nagid God Lecha. It's not a din if you dab Nusach Hashkana, dab Nusach Svatze, never say the Dovidor. But if you dab Nusach Hashkana, so you not only say the Dovidor if you're the Shliach Tzibur, you say it whenever you said Kedusha in the middle of Yoshman Esrei, you say the Dovidor.
Maybe Rabbi
Natan
just stubborn slowly.
Yeah.
He never came back.
That could also be.
Why didn't they wait for him to finish? Maybe there's somebody else
there. He didn't come late, Shine. Rabbi Natan, how you wrote that, Shine, is Pala Biyachid. What does it mean? He davened slowly. Okay. Davened slowly. Could be. And he told them they should start Chazor Sashatz with that. Okay. Maybe that's the case. So when the Chazan got to Moedim, he would bow down wherever he was. But if it's B'Seif HaBracha, he wouldn't bow down. So what does the Gemara say? There's a Machlekes HaMaroim. What do you have to be careful about? You shouldn't miss bowing down by Moedim, or you shouldn't miss answering Kedusha. So one opinion is, you don't have to worry about answering Kedusha. Every Yochid, the Davin's Tefillah Balachash, can say Kedusha where he is. So we don't pass like that. We pass based on the Pasuk, Hekdash himself and Esau Davish of Kedusha needs Asar. You can't say Kedusha B'Yochid, but according to that opinion, that you can say Kedusha B'Yochid, so you're going to say your own Kedusha. You don't need the Kedusha of the Chazaras HaShatz. You're going to say your own Kedusha when you Davin the Tefillah Balachash. You just have to be concerned about bowing down by Moedim. Then Tosafot quotes Yerushalmi, you have to be concerned about answering certain omens. Which omens are the major omens? So it looks like it's a machlokes in Yerushalmi. So one opinion is the omen after Shemir Tfilo, and one opinion is the omen after Hakel HaKodesh. And Tosafot said, there's no machlokes. We agree both. You have to be able to answer omen, both omens. Omen after Hakel HaKodesh and omen after Shemir Tfilo. So we see that the Chazan is going to, if you're going to start Tefillah Balachash now, you won't be able to answer these two Amens. So don't start Tefillah Balachash. Wait till after the Chazan finishes Akel HaKodesh. So you'll answer, let's say it's by Tehillos L'Kel Al Yom. That's the quote of Rabbi Natam, used to pause by Tehillos L'Kel Al Yom. They probably done, he probably came to Shul early. But they done so quickly, couldn't keep up with them, okay? So he had a pause by Tehillos L'Kel Al Yom, and he answered, Amen Akel HaKadosh, and Amen Av Shemer Tefillah, and the Moedim he bowed down. And then he would start the Tefillah Balachash later. Okay, we'll know that tomorrow we'll continue. Okay.
We assume that the Bavli is arguing on Yerushalmi that we're passing only like the Bavli and Lo Tircho is Din Lechachila, that if you're in Makabel Shabbos, you shouldn't have a Mincha.
The Bavli, the Pashtas, disagrees with Yerushalmi, so but we quote Yerushalmi in Halacha that if the person was Makabel Shabbos,
no, so then Lechachila, because Lo Tircho tells you you shouldn't do that. You already accepted upon yourself Shabbos. It's not a Din of the Yerushalmi.
No, but the evidence says if he was Makabel Shabbos, he's not allowed to daven Tefillah Schol.
Because the Lashon Rabbanu is not doing that.